Greetings and welcome, lords and ladies. You are listening to the Psionics Digerati podcast on planet Verloc. Yours truly, Herr Doktor von Verloc speaking. And we're talking about the pearl of wisdom. What is the true measure of wealth? And I might give you a tip when we are done with this podcast, but let us begin with the question, what is the true measure of wealth? Well, a prominent English art critic by the name of John Ruskin so eloquently captured the essence of wealth when he stated, "There is no wealth, but life." Ruskin goes on to conjecture that true wealth involves depth of human experiences and connections. I might personally add that not all meaningful experiences here need be with other persons. An example may be found in the passage of a book penned centuries ago by a long-dead author, perhaps as I have had in my own adventures in treating the spirits or having a profound mystical experience of glimpsing the glory of God or the gods or some aspect of nature which can fulfill your soul. But I know that most people, what you want to hear about is money. Because at the end of the day, you need to pay the bills and, well, maybe you might want to have a little extra moolah. And that's just nice, you know. It's nice to have that extra money once in a while. This is because the majority of people think of wealth as being numbers in a ledger book. I must argue against this, and perhaps in vain. But I do shall try. And I shall convey this secret meaning to you here tonight by example and in the telling of my own personal story. Yes, I am going to tell you of my personal story as well. While we can lust for the pearls stringed around a duchess's neck, or imagine all manner of loot and pillaging of valuables. Just take it all. Like you've seen on, you know, on television, or maybe, you know, I don't know if they put it on television, but on videos on social media. Every time they have a hurricane in Florida, there's a bunch of people pillaging Nike shoes. You know. I wonder if they just keep on hand extra inventory for such catastrophes, or as they so eloquently put it in writing, acts of God. Or, you know, what they should also have is acts of Verloc. Don't read anything into that. Or, well, I don't really give a fuck if you do. Let's move on with this story tonight here. Okay, so you can imagine nabbing all those valuables, you know, pillaging the loot, as they say, and world of whatever craft, you know, whatever role-playing games people play these days. Loot, gold, coinage. The real meaning of richness, my friends, eludes us for the greater majority of us. And if it didn't, we'd all be a lot wealthier, wouldn't we? So it must be true that this is an elusive meaning. If we can't grasp the meaning, how can we be cometh? There are intangible aspects of life, you know, which enrich our existence beyond measure. Love, joyfulness, fulfillment, personal growth, and those meaningful moments shared with others. And yet, this answer will not satisfy a great majority of you when you are truly in need of a serious change in finance and purchasing power. Therefore, I will divulge what I know of the powers associated with money magic. So, without further ado, lords and ladies, let us begin. Many of my students ask for a formula. Herr Doctor, what is the answer to this equation? They demand. How do I get a lot of followers on social media and really make my niche take flight? How do I sell more products fast? I don't want to wait for things to work out over a period of years. Now, and so on. Well, hey, I had to pursue my work as an entrepreneur for decades and wait a period of years to make the kinds of sales of products that these new kids are demanding me to give them the same power, but to do so overnight. My efforts seem in vain, but then, you know, upon self-retrospect, when I look back in my past, I do understand where these kids are coming from. Many years ago, I too thought, as they do, that there must be some hidden secret to generating massive sales overnight without an audience. And without a name for myself. As a matter of course, I was gravely mistaken. But fortune would have it that I did have side contracts and temporary employment back in those days to keep me afloat. I used my awesome amplifiers to open up opportunities for me so I could land jobs moving from $7 an hour into $28 an hour, $30 an hour, $40 an hour. Likewise, or I was wrong, I should say, about money in many other ways too. And I did not discover this essential flaw in my mentality initially. And not until after I had attended a series of seminars at a commercial real estate academy. While I did not venture into commercial real estate as a career or even as an investor, after paying a few thousand dollars into the courses, I did, however, take back with me much to reflect on about life, people, the systems of money, and of course, what kind of person I am. While at this event, I met a man who was himself a fine arts painter, but made his money buying commercial real estate. His son, however, was a prolific writer in the field of music, and he wrote songs and lyrics for recording artists. Purportedly, his father said that his son worked for a brief period with the legendary David Bowie, relaying a fest of stories about the difficulty in constantly finding creativity. Another group I had time to spend with chatting in the seminar were all themselves landlords. They bought commercial property and rented it out. You see, like if you own a duplex, and you're renting it out, that's not really commercial. But when you start getting into quadplexes and multiple units, it's commercial property. So they were essentially landlords who owned commercial property. And for which I found nothing at all in common with them, not in their manner of speaking, how their minds appeared to work, nor in their distinct, their mannerisms of command. I watched a woman plead for help to get out of a $1 million debt, and the host of the seminar apologetically dismissed her request, stating that this was one of those examples of the risk of doing big deals in commercial real estate ventures. I witnessed big dudes who worked both the audio music equipment for the seminar and who acted as general security go around mad-dogging smaller young men. Not all of them, but some did. Or hound the attractive ladies. I mean, it was quite the event. I watched people stagger around drunk. The big hotel. All in all, I found that I had absolutely nothing in common, really, with anyone there. I was misplaced. With the exception of the man whose son wrote lyrics for recording artists and musicians, the father of the son that I speak of was rather reserved in character. He spoke very little and seemed more guarded than anyone else I spoke to, guarded in a manner unlike the group of landlords I mentioned, but more as if he truly believed he didn't owe an explanation about himself to anyone. The landlord people, they were guarded in a very different way. It seemed more or less that they cared what others might think of them. However, my passing him this artist a cigarette allowed for us to have a quiet conversation away from the flock. When we re-entered the hotel in Los Angeles, we walked in together, and for a spell, I had this really odd but clearly distinct feeling that I appeared as Darth Vader striding next to the Emperor Palpatine. He was Emperor Palpatine. Everyone literally made way for us. They moved out of our way, and as far as I could tell, there was nothing visibly frightening about us. But we had somehow made an energy exchange. I don't remember the man's name, unfortunately. But he kind of reminded me of my uncle or my cousin. There was just something about him. So we had some kind of energy exchange. And when we walked in, people moved out of our way. It was like I had reached some turning point in my life, and I didn't quite know what it was. But it was a profound awakening in my spirit, which began my transformation into a center of power. And this was long, long before I discovered the mask of Herr Dr. von Verloc. Way before this. So these things take time. That's one point I'm trying to give you. These things take time and in their due course work themselves out. As you come to realization, I left this event for the very last time that day and did not return for future lectures. And, you know, actually it was really a gathering to load the audience with overwhelming materials. I felt like a captive audience when I was in there, really, with all these big bouncer dudes everywhere running hoo-ha equipment. Boom, 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 boom. And finally, when everyone was tired after several hours, we'd be sold some new additional book weighing some pounds and printed in over 800 pages. These were good books, I should say, if one could rearrange the content into perhaps a better structured, a more coherent, structured procedural manual. A manual that you could follow in steps. But these books were certainly not a true how to make it big manual. They were more like a yellow brick road, which leads one to the Wizard of Oz, who then sells you another manual. Feeling misplaced, I did not return to the seminar, as I've said, and I had already attended multiple seminars, lost thousands of dollars in the process. Or maybe I didn't really lose those dollars. Those dollars I paid, they gave me something, but not quite what I thought I was going to receive. I paid for an experience. You know, if I had gone for free, I would have had the same experience, so perhaps it was worth the expense. Plus, I knew deep down that I did not have any money to lose on big commercial real estate deals. I didn't understand how to get other people to pay for those investments, or how to convince institutions to pay for my commercial investment pursuits, these were some of the strategies. It was all entirely new to me. I did give it time and study, but I still didn't understand. It didn't feel right. It didn't line up with me. The point of this story that I've just told you is a journey to self-discovery. A journey to self-discovery. Each of us listening tonight needs to make an inward trek to this place of self-discovery. When we do, we begin to see a more clear picture of who we are, who you are. Not who I am, but who you are. Not who your friends are, but who you are. Well, yes, in a manner, who your friends are. That's going to become clear to you too. And that's rather important. It does tie into what we're talking about here. Like-minded, right? We can also look back and see how much we have grown. Or if we haven't grown inward quite enough, then at least we can identify this. And if we can know what a thing is, what a problem is, or what voids we have to fill, then we can analyze this. And if we can analyze this, we can control this. And I could dive off into all manner of micromanagement through my documentation on the Channel Mixer RBX, which you can download from my website, verloc.com/shop, and so on. But let's just stay focused with the concept of wealth here. This thing I speak of is your center of self. It is also the center of your wealth. To get started on your journey, what I've done is I've prepared for you a very special book, and at a price that would have dropped the jaws of half the people attending that real estate seminar I told you about, commercial real estate. This price is only $5.99. You will have the personal empowerment training material in this ebook. I'm going to teach you how to center in your true self and get started weaving a new you. So you will be amassing wealth from your center of self if you truly understand what I'm saying. This is a self-change. There's a lot more that can be said about this, but if you want to get started now and make that change, the sooner the better. We're not getting any younger. Go to verloc.com/shop and download your copy of Amassing Wealth with Your Center of Self. Again, that is Amassing Wealth with Your Center of Self. And that's an EPUB format, best format. I know some people like PDFs, but it's an EPUB format. There's lots of EPUB readers. Works great on a phone or tablet, particularly. And read this book. Read it twice. Whether you've been naughty or nice. And you're not only going to enjoy this book, but you're going to find it very satisfying when you begin to understand how your center of self relates to everything else going on in the world. You're also going to understand about keeping certain types of people around you and then changing the types of people, you know, exchanging them for people that are going to be helpful to you in life. So, also, go and subscribe to my newsletter at verloc.com, where witches and wizards keep the magic high. Herr Doktor, commands.